12 nights or 12 days of Christmas movie reviews. Christmas Vacation.
I give you the Griswold Family Christmas Tree.
Deck the halls as you desire.
Hope you're not getting sap all over your sweater, Clark.
White cat nibbling on a wire. Pine tree sap inside your nails.
Sorry.
And great gifts are on sale.
Wouldn't be the Christmas shopping season if the stores were any less hooter than they are. Harder than they are.
Chevy Chase. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, rated PG-13. Starts Friday, December 1st at a theater near you.
Old school trailers.
Yes, wow. They all sound the same.
Yep. 1989, obviously starring Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo,
mm-hmm.
who's in a Christmas movie that I'm going to do that she was just in.
Oh, recently. Does she?
And she has smoked a million packs. Anyway, Randy Quaid and a young Johnny Galecki.
Galecki,
from Big Bang Theory, right?
And also Roseanne. Remember, he was in
Roseanne? That's right. That's right. So, it's Christmas time. The whole thing is like centered around hoping he's getting like a Christmas bonus. He's just waiting to get this huge Christmas bonus so he can build that pool in the backyard. And then the family starts coming over and it's dysfunctional person after dysfunctional person, including probably the most dysfunctional Cousin Eddie with his RV camper thing that pulls up. And of course, there's like hijinks and then just crazy things that happen throughout the movie. And then he doesn't get the Christmas bonus he thought he was going to get at first. And he goes nuts. And at the same time, his house is falling apart and the cats are dying. I mean,
And the Christmas lights.
Yes, the Christmas lights and the weirdo neighbors.
And so this is like a good, I mean, as far as like a Christmas movie, it's a Christmas movie. I mean, that's what it is. It's not like, is it? Is it not? You know, there's things that have gone into like the culture as far as like, oh, you got the Griswold lights, if you have a lot of tacky lights up or whatever. And it's quotable. And so out of five hoes.
Santa hoes, by the way.
Five hoes.
Not just hoes in general.
I interviewed five hoes.
No, I got hoes.
Out of five, on the five hoes scale.
Uh-huh.
One and a half.
What?
This is the most overrated Christmas movie of all time.
Oh, that's BS.
You are not qualified for this gig.
Exactly.
The rest of your 11 days, can't trust them.
I'm going to just take my headphones off and not even listen.
Who here disagrees? Everybody?
100%.
Squid,
did you see it?
I've never seen it.
Don't waste your time.
If I've seen it, I don't remember.
The problem is with Squid, it's going to look a little old, dated.
Well,
I think I saw it as a kid.
Dated, but it's still so relatable because everybody has that dysfunctional family. It's a dysfunctional family dynamic that makes it so good.
Yes. And it's so quotable.
Are extremely disappointing.
Yes.
Jared.
And why do you think you just said it was
you really are.
You just said it was embedded with the culture. Some of the things were embedded with. Why do you think that happened? Not because it was a terrible movie.
And it's the third of the National Lampoon's franchise. The first one was funny. Second one was okay. The third
Christmas Vacation is hysterical.
I watched it, and from beginning to end, I didn't laugh out loud. I laughed out loud one time, and it was the Hooters joke.
It's because you don't have a sense of humor.
Oh,
clearly.
Yeah, I don't. Yes, clearly. Of course. Yes, I don't have a sense of humor.
The Hooters joke is what got you?
I know. That's like the worst part of it.
That's the one that Katie and y'all just laughed at during the trailer.
During a trailer? Well, yeah. But we don't need to play the whole movie.
Yeah. Exactly. Because his face, and he's like fawning over this supermodel at the mall. I mean, he's just like he did in the first one and the second one. I was waiting to laugh. I think this happens sometimes. I think Napoleon Dynamite falls in this, and I'm fond of it. It's funnier to quote than to watch.
No.
There's a lot. Mm. There's long stretches. It's just not. It's like,
I laugh
he
every
bumped
single
his head
year.
On the ladder.
Time.
Oh, he fell off the ladder again. Oh, my God.
Yes,
so funny.
Because it's so relatable. We've all been there.
It can be relatable and I not enjoy the movie.
I can't.
Even when
you.
He was up in the attic and he's like sitting on the thing, he's all dressed up in the
watching
clothing.
Watching the movies.
And then somebody opens up the thing and he falls down.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch it every single year on network TV where they edit it and I laugh and
100%.
Laugh and laugh.
I mean, it's the birth of the real nice. You know?
Yeah. It's quotable.
And Esser's full.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
The blessing.
That's the only reason they got one and a half instead of zero is because of Cousin Eddie.
Jared.
Oh.
It's overrated.
Are you doing this just to be controversial?
Yeah. No.
He's spiteful.
I did not laugh one time. One time during the Hooters. Wow. Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
But you already had something against this movie to begin with.
I'm opening the attic because I didn't think it was funny the first time I saw it. Open the attic. Oh, it hit myself in the head. It was just like, oh, boring.
Huh.
Watch it again. I guarantee
it's not every year.
It's not as funny as you think.
Every year I watch
and
it.
And I laugh really hard.
Well, some people are simpler than others.
No, you just don't get it, I don't think.
Wow. Oh, I get it.
Maybe it's you didn't have a beautiful Christmas growing up. I'm not sure.
I had a wonderful Christmas. Christmas is my favorite holiday, and the most important holiday for to me every year. And I didn't even want to put this in my top 12.
This is not. Oh,
I did this for you guys.
Jaws in it? Is Jaws in your top 12?
Jaws is a better Christmas movie than this.
No. So,
coming from a guy that thinks Weird Al is hysterical.
Right. Oh, maybe that's what it is.
I'm the only one.
Maybe that's what it is.
I didn't say the only one.
Yeah.
But I guarantee, I'm sure there's plenty of people that don't like Christmas Vacation, but there's probably more that do. And
yeah.
Think it's
I'm
funny.
Sure.
For our Christmas, don't do any more movies for us.
Yeah, no more.
All right, fine. Shows that you guys aren't open-minded to other people's thoughts.
No.
You're trying to shout me
not
down
yours.
And shame me and then say, don't even continue the segment.
One
no,
and a
qualified.
Half.
Not
one qualified. And a half hoes.
That's ridiculous. That's
apologize generous. To the sponsor.
That's yes. Generous. Think Pink IT.
Tell
medium,
them you're sorry.
Your medium to small size business, they keep it running smoothly.
Can you fix Jared's brain rather than the computer? Because that's ridiculous.
He needs to be rewired.
I think you had something.
What would you give it?
Me?
Yeah.
For a Christmas movie or a movie in general?
It's a
Christmas movie.
4.5.
I think I would too.
4.5.
I think I definitely would too.
I'd be curious what a 5 is.
I don't know if anything beats
think.
It. Maybe, yeah. I think this
so
is probably
your favorite Christmas movie of all time?
Maybe. Maybe
wow.
Yeah.
It's top
actually,
three.
You know what? It probably is. Not I'm going to go on record and say that is the best Christmas movie of all time. Christmas Vacation.
I only did this because I know I'm not stupid. I know it's a popular movie and I know you guys like it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done it. I don't watch it every year because it's boring.
I don't watch Christmas Story every year because
it's the only one that's on 24 hours a day, but yeah.
So we could, but you.
Yeah, that's fine. If you don't like it, I don't care if you don't like it.
But we just, it's like one of the, like, we're not on the same wavelength with that. We're, I think it's worthy of being on television 24 hours a day.
Wow.
I don't think.
Huh. Yeah. Only Ted Turner, a billionaire. And I guess
don't even be
going.
Throwing your stats at me. There are four people. There are four people against you. Well,
that's been my whole time I've worked
three
here.
And a half.
Yeah,
three
I'll
and a half.
Usually that way. I'm
gonna watch it to see if Jared's crazy or not.
I just don't get it.
Let me know if
well,
you think it's
that's unfair though. Because
if it's closer to 1.5 or a 4.5,
you'll give movies during your horror review like with ridiculous, outdated effects higher just because you were quote unquote entertained. But
I was entertained the first time I watched it because I have to do that too. I can't be like, because especially with comedy, you know what's going to happen, so it's not as funny. I remember the first time I watched it, I was like, I don't get how. I understand why some people might think it's funny. There's some scenes that are quotable.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watched it again, it was like, it's just I'm not laughing. It's just kind of ugh.
Wow.
And some things just becomes a part of the narrative, and that's good for them. But it's like, or becomes part of the culture. It's still not. It's overrated.
We've shared a lot of years together, you and me, and this is a defining moment. I'm gonna walk away from this career
at
some point and think.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
Yes, I do.
I do.
I think you already look at me differently.
Yeah.
Not in this case. This coincides with you know thinking we haven't been on the moon. Moon.
Oh come on.
It does.
Okay, why don't you go climb over a dumpster to look at naked guys like you did the other day?
What does that have to do with?
What's the moon have to do with it? That's my point.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But. It's just the humor that you don't get is disappointing. It's more disappointing, not that I'm against you.
No, I can get like, oh, a ladder hit someone in the head. That's funny. I can get some people think that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.